Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, part of a continuing series with Laverne E. Denyer. And if you go to LaverneDenyer.com, you can hear all about the Zarate. And it's a great starting point there for all things Laverne. And I'll tell you what, a Renaissance woman. She's an author, and I'd be here forever if I started listing her titles and her credits. And she's got a doctorate. She's an educator. She's so many things. And we're speaking, and I know a lot of people will be hearing it afterwards, but we're speaking to you on Memorial Day 2020. And I just heard off mic that her dad was in both World War II and World War I. And I don't know how many people could actually say that. And listen, an amazing amount of information comes from this lady. Go to LaverneDenyer.com. And again, it's a great starting point. Laverne, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And I hope everybody else is blessed on this important day too.
Yeah, I mean, we sometimes forget about the reason for Memorial Day or the purpose of Memorial Day. We think it's about potato salad or it's about, barbecues and hot dogs. And, yeah, I mean, that's a nice way to spend it and so forth. But there's a lot more there. What comes to mind when you think about Memorial Day?
I think about how many people in the military and otherwise have given to allow us the opportunity to have the freedoms to claim our God-given rights and or to ignore them or to be a little insane about it, and why we choose to come at different times in the world, the reincarnation, why we choose different times. I just put a blog up about why we would choose to be here now and why so many people are leaving the planet to do other things. And so I've been very reflective on purpose and missions and personal plans and how much people have given so that I have the right to sit here and think about it. I have the right, even though it may be limited, to go out and purchase so many things that I may want that, for instance, Hitler didn't allow. Everybody had to be vegetarian. No meat, no butter, none of these things, that we take for granted. And just wishing that more people would attend in the moment what they have because of those wonderful people from the very beginning to now, everything they give up, even if they're not physically hurt, the emotions and the change of life and everything they experience for our freedoms.
It's
so important.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you just said something there, and I'm into history, and I know you're an educator, and you're well into history, and you go into quite a bit with your clients and when they want to talk about it. You just mentioned something, if I understood correctly, I never knew. You said that Hitler kept meat away from people that he and it just clarify that.
My husband's been reading a lot of historical books, and he's sharing things with me. And I've been watching. I watched several of the documents on Hitler and the things that went on there, and that's one of the things that came up is that, no, you're not allowed to have butter. No, you're not allowed to have meat. No, you're not allowed to have this. Or you have to stand in line and get a ration book for it. Even in the United States, we did that. And we don't have to do that.
Yeah, we don't. And that's interesting. By the way, if you have to attend to that, do it while I remind people of who they're listening to. If you're just tuning in a little bit late, we urge you to listen to everything we've been doing here. Binge listen to everything we've done with Laverne E. Denyer. And she's absolutely wonderful. And we're talking on Memorial Day, which is a which is a day of reflection. And again, Frank McKay here, proud to be here with Laverne E. Denyer. And everyone, reach out to her. Her clients rave about her, and she gets rave reviews, not only on her books, but her personal interaction with folks as a psychic, as a psychic and spiritual advisor. Laverne E. Denyer is top notch. Frank McKay here again with Laverne E. Denyer. Let me go back to your dad for a second. Your dad was in both World War One and World War Two. He must have been very young in World War One. I would imagine if he got to participate. That's a strange way to put it, but if he participated in World War Two, I mean that sounds like an amazing man. And what can you tell us about your dad on this day?
He was 15 when the war broke out. He lied on his intake papers. He was the eldest boy who was responsible for the family. There was no father. And he said he was 18. And he went into war and fought for a long time. Then he came out, and when World War II came along, he went back in because he had the skills. He was his chief gunner's mate. He was the one on those Higgins boats, the ones that land the men and the thing flops down and they go out the land. He was the gunner's mate who would protect him. And it was something he wouldn't talk about because he disliked the fact that he was taking life to save life. And it created a great deal of conflict. And I know that that was one of his huge life lessons in this lifetime, because in reality, he was a very gentle man, but he was stronger than you can imagine when it came to protecting people. And it was, he would, because of that, he eventually wound up with emphysema from the smoke and that of the guns, and that's what finally finished him off. But to come into a lifetime knowing that you're going to go through those kinds of conflicts and you face it anyway, and you bring up the courage on a soul level and on a personality level to fight for what you know is right. And my mother worked with the USO trying to help the soldiers. And they were both part of VFW for most of their life. And so that strong sense of what we avoided and that strong sense of patriotism has been with me since I was a little girl.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's the value that we have.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see where all of this starts. And, you know, you were raised by a veteran of World War One and Two, and
yes.
You know, you're talking about this is pre-Hitler, post-Hitler, the buildup. He participated in something as a young man, and he lied to get in to serve the country, which is amazing. Usually, it's the other way when you hear about lying to the military. It's usually they're lying, about some injury or somebody's lying to get out of a war. And again, I'm not comparing World War One and Two to Vietnam. It's obviously much different conflicts. But when you hear about people lying to the military, it's not to get in so you could serve a cause and you could show your patriotism. Usually it's, I want to get out of this thing. Keep me out of it. One other point.
There was none of that with them.
You know,
I just see that on a soul level progression, because I'm a very strong believer in and advocate for reincarnation as to why we do some of these things. I just like with the COVID right now and the other attendant issues, why so many souls are leaving the planet. Are they going off to help or are they going to another life to learn other lessons that I can just see how it should for them to come back and be part of that important change. And then I grew up in the Vietnam era where a lot of my friends went off, and a few didn't come back, and some that came back are now dealing with Agent Orange issues and so forth. And that as a young girl, I would always ask, why could this possibly be? And that's what led me into understanding the life choices of reincarnation.
Reincarnation is something that always fascinated me. Again, LaverneDenya.com is a great starting point. Let me just make this one, this one statement. Everything in this earth that we know of, everything in this universe, it takes one form and turns into something else, some other form. Most of us and most of what we see, it goes from being the matter that it is, and it turns into dust, but it turns into another form, and then it goes back into the ground. Nothing just disappears. So to me, it was always very strange when people don't feel about the immortality of the soul. If the soul exists, and I think most of us believe it does, that a soul exists, why would that be any different? If the body dies, why would the soul not turn into something else? Why would it be the only entity or the only substance, the only thing that we've ever known from a human being that would turn into to nothing? And we're talking about maybe the most important part of us is the soul. I address that, and am I on the right track when I question that?
Yes, I had a friend years ago. He says, think of it as an economy of souls. Right. You recycle the soul.
Yeah.
And each time you do, you learn something new. But when he talked about it as it's an economy of souls, and we come back and make the best we can each time, learning how not to and learning how to. Learning how not to do something is just as valuable as getting it supposedly right. I feel that my mother spent a lifetime learning how not to. And that takes courage. That takes courage to, ahead of time, choose a lifetime that is going to put you in a situation where you face all those challenges, learning how not to, so that is ingrained in you on a soul level. Most people don't realize how much courage that takes as a soul.
That's tremendous. Your first introduction to reincarnation, your first understanding, or the first time you heard the word?
Well, when I was young, it took a while to get an understanding of actually reincarnation. But even when I was young and in grade school and I saw the pictures of the children in Africa, or I see people that are born crippled with different deficiencies, young babies that die. And I thought, that's not fair. That can't be. Why? And then the why turned into, how could this possibly be of any benefit? And there has to be a purpose. There has to be a reason. And I moved with that. And then at one point, I had a little baby that only lived 15 minutes. And I had to think, why did that happen? Why? And it turned out to be an angel that came with me, chose me to finish out just the experience of life. And then she was moving on. And she gave me the gift of appreciating my own children, my other children, more. And so throughout life, I've been asking, why? How? Is there a reason? Is there a purpose? And when you look for it and you understand the value, everything adds to that complete picture of understanding on a soul level, on a God level, that moves us into such phenomenal understanding and grace that it's all worth it, even when it's really bad.
Wow. I mean, what a way to look at that, of the life that you experienced for 15 minutes, the motherhood that you had over that individual for 15 minutes, to understand it as being an angel that was sent here to complete something. I think it's just lovely. It's just a wonderful way to look at that, a wonderfully positive way to look at that. And again, that individual, that angel, had purpose and needed to complete something and was here for 15 minutes to do that. I just think it's wonderful. I've never heard that, and I just think it's great. Reincarnation.
Yeah, she came back to me about a month later. She let me go through the throes of grieving and trying to be mad at God, trying to be mad at my body, trying to be angry and sad. And then she visited me and said, "This is why, and this is the gift we gave each other, and this is the covenant we shared. We would do the planning. I would walk with you through the pregnancy. We would share. And then all I had to do is come into the world and then leave. You gave me that. I gave you an understanding of how precious life is. And how could you possibly not appreciate life, appreciate people, and appreciate the lessons that we gather when you've gone through something like that?"
Laverne Denyer, everyone, is our very special guest. LaverneDenyer.com, and go to iHeartRadio.com and binge listen to everything that we've been doing. And she's absolutely wonderful. Go to LaverneDenyer.com and you can see, boy, it's wonderful. Your website looks terrific and, you know, beautiful. I always love your colors, so positive and like you. Like you, it's uplifting. Frank McKay here, Laverne E. Denyer. The folks that come to you as clients, for the most part, are they believers in reincarnation or are they not sure? Does it vary from individual to individual? And when someone who has no idea of the concept asks you, "What is this?" And I know we touched on it a little bit, but how can you summarize it to somebody that came from another planet, let's say, and we were going to explain reincarnation to that individual?
First, I'd say I've probably been on that planet. And it's school. And the Earth is one of the higher educational opportunities that a soul comes to. We are... we're college level, we're post-grad, and then post-post-grad. Those things that happen on Earth are truly more of a test and more of a learning environment than other planets that I have either remembered being on or visited through remote viewing or astral travel. And it was set up that way. When Gaia's soul decided to have a planet, it was set up as a repository, a library, repository of things from all over, and school, where we would come, test ourselves, learn. And it's up to us to decide to learn from the lessons, to hate them, or really just reject them. Just like when you go to college.
Yeah.
It is learning for the soul level and gaining what you can and what you're willing to learn in any particular lifetime.
When we think of today being Memorial Day 2020, and this is when we're recording this, and if you're listening to us sometime in the future, it doesn't matter. You could kind of, understand where we are in our heads, and certainly appreciation to the men and women that fought for this country and that are no longer here and their loved ones that are there. And again, you could, you know, sum it up by saying that Memorial Day is especially a day for their family and the family that they left behind, them, their souls, the souls of the people, the men and women that have fought and served this country, but family as well. Address that in closing, Laverne. Family, I mean, what it means on a day like today and what it means to the souls that may not be here physically, but they're here, we know, in spirit.
One of the things is to identify what you have taught each other. I happened to choose a family where I was an only child, and both my parents were much older, and they were both alcoholics. And for a while, I felt like, oh, this is terrible. And then I realized by my coming and making that covenant with them, what I anticipated was learning how to be independent, how to investigate and find out what I want. They gave me so much where I got to decide, is this the way they live, what I want? What are my dangers? All of those things. I would not be me without them being who they were. And I think I taught them lessons. And so I so truly value every member that I have known in the family I was born to and the family I've created. What's the lesson? What's the value? And thank them, thank me for doing it.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Laverne E. Denyer has been our very special guest. Any last thoughts here, Zarate, on this wonderful Memorial Day across the country as we're living in unprecedented times? Any thoughts that you can give the rest of us and the folks listening right now on just a positive way to go forward from this day?
It's up to you to determine, as our founder said, how much freedom are you willing to give up for a little bit of safety? And when will you stand strong for whatever your belief is? I had a teacher who said, if you've got a belief, if you're not willing to stand up and say it in front of any crowd, you don't really believe it. And so what do you believe, and what are you willing to give up or sacrifice for safety or for freedom?
Just wonderful. Laverne, thank you very much, and stay safe.
Everybody, I hope so. Yes.
Laverne,
and
go ahead.
Take joy from every moment.
100%. I agree with you. And if you can, everyone, if you're not driving, go to Laverne E. Denyer right now and go laverne.denyer.com. And Denyer is like Denver with a Y instead of a V, and go there and read up on Zarate. Buy her books, go to amazon.com, but go to her website first and really examine her. Call her. She is available. And she is...
Call for a reading and guidance. I'm even doing a retainer system now to where you can call at will depending on what you've arranged for.
Yeah, that's terrific. A terrific idea there as well. LaverneDenyer.com is a great starting point. And go to iHeartRadio.com and a bunch of other outlets, 10 or 15 other outlets, to hear our shows, binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Laverne E. Denyer has been our very special guest. And we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.